Soto with two away. And that's going to do it. Juan Soto caught looking at a called strike three, and the Astros are into the win column for the first time in this World Series.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, it was certainly a big response after the Washington Nationals went out to a 2-0 lead. The Houston Astros fight back. We've got game four on today. Our man over in LA is Brady Hyde. He joins us on the line. Hello, Brady.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning.
Yeah. All right. Talk us through this game today and the response. Can I just say, and we were saying a little bit earlier, Brady, it's not really a marquee series, is it? By any stretch.
It's still the World Series.
I understand it's a World Series, but there's no Dodgers, there's no Red Sox, there's no Yankees. New York Yankees.
Correct. And so, you know, I mean, being in the LA market, every Dodgers fan is really upset with the Astros for having beat them in the World Series. You know, so I just think that the fans in LA definitely are for the Nationals. That's what I'm feeling here. But no, neither team. I mean, the Nationals, I think, were lucky to make the playoffs. They got in on like the last game of the season and then played a one-game wild card. And the Astros, you know, they're not a huge market the way New York or Boston are.
No.
And so, you know, you got two teams that are obviously very good, but not with the biggest following by any means.
NBA opening round, Brady, and what did you make of the Lakers and Clippers game?
Oh, this was exciting, guys. So we've got, obviously, LeBron James playing with Anthony Davis. But probably the biggest free agent signing in the offseason was Kawhi Leonard coming over to the Clippers from the Toronto Raptors, who just won the NBA title.
Yeah.
And he brought along a guy named Paul George, I think you guys are familiar with. Mm-hmm. Paul George is injured right now, but the Lakers squared off against the Clippers at Staples Center. It was a home game for the Clippers. I was dialed in on that, and the Lakers made runs, but the Clippers defense is so much better than the Lakers. The offense just wasn't enough on the Lakers' behalf to get it done. And then the Clippers went out a couple nights later up to Golden State and beat the Warriors, who, you know, I think as a lot of the viewers know, are the best team in the past 5 years, having won three titles. You know, they lost Kevin Durant. They've got an injury to Klay Thompson, who's one of their sharpshooters, so that the Warriors aren't the team that they were the past 5 years, but the Clippers, to me, definitely are the NBA title contenders in the opening go here.
We get very excited about our NBA here in Australia for a lot of reasons. It's got a very big punting turnover, but also the number of Aussies that are involved in it too, Brady. I think I was reading during the course of the week, I think we are the second highest international nation, obviously the USA number one, and I'm just trying to think. But the Aussies are certainly making their mark over in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, you got Della Vadova right now, I think, who's still on San Antonio. I hearken back always to Luke Longley, who was on the Bulls back in the championship days. But yeah, for sure. I mean, if you go through the rosters, a lot of Australian guys, I just think that speaks to the fact that a lot of those young players come over and play college ball.
Yes.
Della Vadova, I think, went to Santa Clara maybe, or somewhere up in NorCal, and it's just kind of the pipeline to get to the NBA is college basketball. So you're losing, I think, a lot of your young stars to the U.S. to go to college, and then they obviously improve and make their way to the NBA. It's pretty cool.
Patty Mills is another one, of course, and headlined by Ben Simmons, who's the superstar over there for the 76ers.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Brady, NFL continues. Interest on your take on the Panthers and 49ers game?
Yeah, so that's one of my games, guys. The Panthers, obviously, coming off a bye week, you know, it's so important these teams get rested. And the Niners, you know, the Niners keep impressing me. The defense is good. They played a really sloppy, wet game in D.C. last week against the Redskins, only beat them 9-0. I love the Panthers getting 6.5 points, though. Rested, it feels like the Niners, you know, they're obviously not going to go undefeated. And, you know, we talked about the backup quarterback coming in for Cam Newton last week. You know, this guy's undefeated in the games he's started. So I really like the Panthers getting almost a touchdown, possibly money line beating the Niners this weekend.
Wow, they're $2.90 outsiders. Carolina, $1.42. the 49ers, and that line is 5.5. So you'd like them. There's a bit of money around for Carolina at the 5.5 as well. Where does the 49ers season come from, Brady? Because this is a real surprise how well they're playing this year.
Yeah, I mean, it starts at the front office. You have John Lynch there, who was a great player in his own right for the Broncos. Really smart guy. Went to Stanford University. As all those Stanford alumni know, they love to show us how smart they are. But no, he's doing a great job. So he bolstered their defense. They're a top five defense in the NFL on all fronts. They rush the passer amazing. Their offense is nothing to write home about. Garoppolo is obviously the quarterback who came over. He was backing up Tom Brady in New England.
Yep.
But not a great receiving core, not great running backs. It's just a total team effort right now. And I think they've had a few matchups that really, went in their favor against, teams that, either dinged up on offense or defense, and the Niners have capitalized. But love Carolina this week.
All right. Okay, we'll go with that. Now, very quickly, because we've got another call coming in, but give us a tip in this World Series game for $1.90 Washington, Houston, $1.92.
Yeah, I like the Astros here tonight. It's a bullpen game. You're not seeing a marquee starter on either side. I think you'll see maybe 2 to 3 innings out of both starting pitchers, and then both teams are going to go to the bullpen and just look to get, 1 to 2 solid innings from all their backups. But, the Astros just have like a second grader in Altuve just ripping balls.
Yes.
It seems to be a spark plug. I like the Astros, and then I like this thing to go to 7 games.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be good?
There you go. Good on you, Brady. We'll put out those 1 from 3 last week, so a little improvement, please.
Yeah, that was the elephant in the room, Jim.
Pressure's on Brady, isn't it?
We're coming back. I'm glad we waited till the end to get that out there.
You know I wasn't going to let that slip through.
Good on you, Brady.
Hey, boys, great to chat. Looking forward to it next week.
Good on you, Brady.
There he is, Brady Hyde, coming to you live from Los Angeles.
So the Astros will level it up at 2-2.
And he likes it to go to game 7.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
I love his commentary. Bloke's a spark plug. How about that? Bloke's a spark plug.
And then he really liked Carolina in the NFL as well.